the seventh Sunday of Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is from St. Mark. When Jesus returned to Capernaum some time later, news spread that he was at home, and so many people gathered there that there was no longer room even outside the door. While Jesus was preaching the word to them, some people brought a paralyzed man to him. The four men who carried him couldn't get near Jesus because of the crowd, so they opened the roof above the room where Jesus was, and through the hole lowered the man on his mat. When Jesus saw the faith of these people, he said to the paralytic, "My son, your sins are forgiven." Now some teachers of the law who were sitting there wondered within themselves, "How can he speak like this, insulting God? Who can forgive sins except God?" At once Jesus knew through his spirit that what they were thinking and said, "Why do you wonder? Is it easier to say to this paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise, take up your mat and walk'? But now you shall know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." And he said to the paralytic, "Stand up, take up your mat and go home." The man rose up, and in the sight of all those people, he took up his mat and went out. All of them were astonished and praised God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." The commentary today is from Father Xavier Jauset y Clevillier from Lleida in Catalonia. Today, upon reading the Gospel, we center our attention on three main things: a paralyzed man, a group of friends, and Jesus. In the paralyzed man, we can see our own reflection. We can all be paralyzed, as our sins paralyze us in our path to God. There are times when either we do not realize it, or we think that all is well as we are, or that we shall eventually solve or put up some order into our relationships with God. Then some people brought a paralyzed man to him. We truly need good friends that take us to God and that overcome our resistance. It is highly possible that the paralyzed man, after realizing the commotion his friends had created, asked them to stop and postpone it for some other day, that there were a lot of people, not to speak of when they opened the roof above the room where Jesus was. All the noise they would make, the dust, the bother to all those people who were there, and their shouting because they could not hear what Jesus was saying, etc. But true friends are not afraid of trouble. They truly love and they want the best for us because, as St. Thomas Aquinas says, it is peculiar of a friend to take care of friends, mostly of those friends most in need. Let us wonder today whether we have any true friends that are willing to take us before God. Let us also consider whether we are true friends and we really try to take those we love to God. We should not forget that they will also oppose resistance. Am I really a good friend? Can the others trust me to help them to get closer to Jesus? And what about Jesus? He comes to bring us the true salvation, to deliver us from the paralysis, to forgive our sins. Do I help others come near to confession? Holy Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, take us and give us to God. May we, with her help, also bring everybody else to Jesus.